You'll pick up on
the good,
the bad,
and the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly.
What was that road name?
Surprise!
So you'll pick up on that, but not the rain reference to the ICC Cricket World Cup.
Sporting.
Like, you choose when
Sporting.
To go
live. Sporting.
All right. Hey, Terrence.
Calm down, children.
Talking about Children's Youth Day this weekend.
It is Youth Day, and I'll tell you what, I love youth.
Yes. You're a fabulous uncle, by the way. I've seen you in action in the Botanic Gardens.
So my 10-year-old niece, Dahlia, is something of an academic overachiever. In fact, her school sent a letter to her parents asking them to attend a special assembly tomorrow where she's getting some special award.
And that's obviously your influence.
Of course. So this makes me insanely happy. You know, I love seeing children excel at things. It's comforting to know that the future is in good hands. And today I'm focusing on extraordinary children. I recently came across two young girls who are making their mark on the world stage in areas that you wouldn't ordinarily expect them to.
Okay.
So the first one's Riley van Heerden, an 8-year-old girl from Queensborough. And both these girls are from Durban, by the way.
Yeah.
An 8-year-old girl from Queensborough who has just qualified for the BMX World Championships.
Eight?
In Belgium. She's 8 years old.
I can't get my 10-year-old to catch a ball. She's 8.
She's 8.
World BMX champion.
Yeah, she will compete in a male-dominated sport.
Wow.
And this has made her even more determined and focused. You know, more than just racing, Riley has also teamed up with a friend of hers, Courtney Rayburn, a grade 7 pupil, to promote and create awareness for lupus. Riley will be riding in purple colors of lupus to highlight this neighborhood disease, I mean, this misdiagnosed disease in the upcoming World Championships, because her friend Courtney was diagnosed with the disease when she's just 8 years old. Take a listen to Riley.
My name is Riley and I'm 8 years old.
And you are a BMX champion, are you?
Yes.
How did you get into riding?
My dad took me to the track one day and then I saw people racing and then I told my dad that I can do that.
And what happened from there?
And then my dad bought me a BMX bike. 2 weeks after that, there was a race at Khyber Gorge.
So you started racing immediately?
Yeah.
Riding a BMX bike has always been known as a boy sport. What's it like for a girl riding?
It's great being a girl to ride a BMX bike because you can still can beat some of the boys.
And are you beating a lot of boys?
Yes.
What has been their reaction to you?
They're really jealous because they think that girls can't beat any boys.
But you're proving them wrong, right?
Yes.
So what is the hardest thing about riding a BMX? What are your challenges?
Trying to beat most of the girls and riding in an older age group. All the girls are 9 and 10 and I'm only 8.
But now you've been selected to go overseas to ride.
I'm going to Belgium and I'm going to be riding in 2 different age groups. For my cruiser, I'm going to be riding in girls 12 and under. And for my 20-inch, I'm going to be riding girls 8.
And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit nervous.
Are you nervous? Tell me about what your training involves.
We're doing lots of gait practice and sprints. We're doing legs. We're trying to make our legs stronger. And I eat properly. We're not allowed to eat any fat. Not a lot of oil. And not a lot of sweets.
Who are your biking heroes? Who do you look up to?
Dylan Eger, my coach. Because he is the SA champion. And he was nearly the world champion.
What do you want to do with the sport? Well, how far do you want to go?
I want to go really far.
All the way to world champions?
Yeah.
So now, Riley, you're only 8 years old and you've achieved so much. What do you want to say to other 8-year-olds out there who are thinking, maybe I can do this, but a little nervous, a little scared?
I'd probably say, try your hardest, your best.
Because your best is all you can do, right?
Yeah.
So you're only 8 years old, you're riding in the world championships, but you're also aligning yourself to a charity. Tell me about the charity that you've chosen.
I'm riding for the Lupus Foundation, and this is lots of children with that disease.
Oh, my word.
How incredible is this child?
8 years old.
8 years old. And I have to tell you, she's been adorable. Trained by Dylan Egger, who is also from Durban, the South African BMX champion, who's also going overseas to compete in the World Championships. Coming up, Darren, I'm going to tell you about another young girl who you actually are responsible for.
It's my fault.
Yep.
I don't think you're going to be able to top Riley. That was Juju Boosh Bioja Pugum.
Cute.
More with Terrence Pillay coming up.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly with Terrence Pillay.
I don't know how you're going to top that last one. Terrence has told us this fabulous story. 8-year-old Riley from the South Coast. She's competing in the world, the BMX
Queensborough,
champs.
Darren.
That's the South Coast, isn't it?
Queensborough,
not South Coast. When does it become South Coast?
A man's mentality.
Okay, Queensborough. But she was amazing. And now
she's incredible.
And quite an inspiration. And she's doing amazing things. Because Youth Day coming up this weekend, we want to celebrate the youth. And he says to me, just before we went into the break, that he's got another one. I don't think you're going to top Riley. Well, and you said, I'm responsible for this one.
You are responsible for this one because the next young achiever is Nea Mahabir. Do you remember
her? I do remember. She won the Pavilion Junior Chef.
She did. She's 12 years old. She was last year's winner, the first ever Pavilion Junior
you
Chef.
You had me judging that.
She beat hundreds of hopefuls. You were the judge, so you're responsible for her. And you'd remember she made her butter chicken curries and Thai chicken curries. Yeah. And she's been cooking since she was 6 years old. And she will even give some accomplished chefs, as you know, a run for their money. Take a listen. Nair, take me through the competition. How did you get involved?
I always had a passion to cook. So while I was walking in Pavilion, I saw a poster talking about the Pavilion Junior Chef. When I immediately saw that, I was like, I want to enter. First of all, we started with the rounds and then went into the finale.
And where did this passion for cooking come from?
It started when my parents were cooking at home. When I was small, playing with little cooking toys, I always wanted to be a chef when I'm older and own my own restaurant.
And how old were you when you first started cooking?
I was 6 years old.
6 years old. What was your first dish? Do you remember?
I think it was brownies or like pizza and stuff like that.
What was the competition like for you? Because you competed against hundreds of other kids to actually take the title.
It was a tough competition, but I always had a passion, so I dedicated myself to my dish. I practiced my dish over and over again to get the right ingredients, the amount. So the competition went quite easy for me.
And what did you make eventually?
For the first round, I made a butter chicken with rice, and for the second round, I made green Thai chicken with rice.
Wait, hang on a second. So you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
And you cooked a butter chicken and then you made a green Thai chicken curry.
Yes.
And that won you the competition.
Yes.
And so tell me, what is it about cooking that has drawn you?
I always like doing like drama and stuff. So when I cook the dish, it's like I get artistic and creative with the dish to twist it, to make it more interesting, to enhance all the flavors. And yeah.
So now that you're the winner of this competition, do your folks at home make you cook them supper?
Yeah.
Tell me about what you cook at home.
I try to cook different meals. I go on Google, go on YouTube, think of different meals. I like to cook meals from around the world. So from different parts of the world. So like I started cooking pastas and different like curries, and I started going into like learning how to cook different meals and with different like textures and flavors and stuff.
Do you ever come up with your own recipe?
No, but I try to take the meals recipes and I try to put ingredients I think that will make it better and try to make a new dish.
So you take a traditional recipe and then put your own Nea spin onto it?
Yeah.
So Nea, how did you handle the whole competition? Because not only were you cooking in front of a live audience, there were celebrities who were judging it, and the entire thing was being filmed.
I was nervous, but I tried to like focus on what I was cooking and not on like the background. So, and then I worried about the other stuff talking, and yeah.
Where to from here for you? What do you want to do after you finish school?
I would like to become like a doctor or like get into the drama like agency, but I also would like to own my own restaurant to become like a chef when I'm older and stuff.
And what do you want to say to kids who are entering this competition this year?
Well, you don't need to be nervous. You need to be confident. You need to be dedicated. You need to be creative. And it's not that bad.
No, I do remember her winning.
She was 11.
And I remember thinking to myself, not just her, all the kids that were in the finals were really so comfortable in the kitchen. And we were looking at ages 10, 11, 12?
9 to 12.
9 to 12. I mean, again, I
I get nervous when my daughter's grating cheese.
Yeah.
And these guys were in the kitchen. They were cutting. They were chopping. They were boiling. They were everything. It was like,
yeah.
Kids today are really
incredible. And then Nair, you know, is an all-rounder as well. You know, she doesn't just cook.
Top marks.
Academically, sports,
drama, cooking, the whole thing. She's a little bit of an amazing.
Yeah, well, you're going to meet more kids this year because
I am judging this year again. Yeah. And the auditions. Can we talk about the auditions?
Yeah,
I think. And you sent me this for my diary. Let me just check. The Pavilion Junior Chef. The auditions are happening from the 15th of June, so that's now, up until the 13th of July, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. They'll tell you where to go. It's outside the new Metro Cinema. Right? And the kids can also enter via WhatsApp.
Yes.
So all you need to do is WhatsApp a short video of yourself preparing some food, and that's your audition for Pavilion Junior Chef Competition. And what's that number?
It's 066-077-1311.
Otherwise, just follow Terrence on Twitter. It's at TerrencePelay1 on Twitter. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
East Coast Breakfast.